This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots, to Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. That's me, Bill Crawford, and our producer today is, as always, Brian Temple. Always glad to have Brian with us on a day-to-day basis. He helps keep me between the guardrails, and I really appreciate that. Happy Tuesday to you here in Hunts Vegas, Alabama. You can take your choice. I know which choice my wife would make, and that is Happy Canadian Bacon Day, and I know which choice I would make, and that's Happy Moscow Mule Day. So take whichever one you want. Both of them aren't that bad.
I like bacon in all its forms.
I do too.
Canadian, American, it doesn't matter. I'm very ecumenical about that.
Hey, as long as it came from Mr. Hogg, I'm fine with it.
Amen. So,
Today, we're going to cover some of the news topics like the war and matters of that ilk later on, but we're going to do something a little bit different today, something I've wanted to do for quite some time. You know, we talk a lot about and have talked a lot about the growth in Huntsville and what's going on here and the rapid pace at which Huntsville is proceeding. But we're going to kind of take a little step back today and talk about something that doesn't often get a lot of conversation in this area, and that is the architecture of Huntsville, Alabama. Because long before we saw a Saturn V rocket over the Tennessee, Alabama, Huntsville was a cotton town. In neighborhoods like Twickenham and Old Town, you will find beautiful examples of Federal and Greek Revival architecture. These homes, which were built in the early 1800s, feature tall columns, balanced symmetry, wide porches that are designed to catch a whisper of the Alabama breeze. The influence of classical Greek wasn't accidental. Early Americans associated Greek democracy with the ideals of the young republic. So when you see those white columns standing tall, you're looking at architecture that was meant to symbolize order, stability, and civic virtue. In downtown Huntsville, the historic Twickenham District remains one of the largest concentrations of antebellum homes in the state. Walking those streets, it almost feels like you're stepping back into time. Brick sidewalks, wrought iron fences, and magnolia trees framing houses that survived both the Civil War and construction. It's a quiet strength in physical form. As Huntsville moved throughout time into the 19th and 20th centuries, the architectural taste shifted. Victorian homes appeared with decorative trim, asymmetrical facades, and colorful detailing. Then came the craftsman-style bungalows in the early 1900s. Practical, sturdy homes built for working families, low-pitched roofs, exposed beams, and front porches designed for conversation rather than spectacle. You'll find many of these scattered throughout Five Points. But then things changed. World War II and the arrival of Redstone Arsenal transformed Huntsville from a regional agricultural town into a center of national defense and space exploration as it remains today. When NASA established the Marshall Space Flight Center here in 1960, it changed everything. The city exploded in growth and architecture followed suit. Mid-century modern design began appearing across neighborhoods and civic buildings. Clean lines, flat planes, large windows, minimal ornamentation. It reflected the mindsets of the engineers and scientists who were living here. Function over flourish. Optimism through simplicity. These homes were buildings that symbolized mid-century progress. Today, if you go to downtown Huntsville, you see it's almost like a study in adaptive reuse and contemporary urban design. Take Stovehouse, not in downtown, but close, once a 1920s stove manufacturing facility, which has been converted into a mixed-use development with restaurants, entertainment, and collaborative workspaces. I have both dined and worked out there. It's a pretty cool place. That is a national trend, but it certainly works here in Huntsville, where you can honor your industrial roots while you build something new. Or look at Campus 805, which is a former middle school. Now it's a brewery and entertainment complex. We didn't tear history down there. Huntsville repurposed the history, and that's something that really says something about who we are. We're innovative yet respectful. And then there's the modern skyline of downtown Huntsville. The Von Braun Center, named for Wernher von Braun, blends 1970s civic architecture with updated expansions that continue to evolve. The concrete bones of downtown reflect the area in which it was built. Bold, utilitarian, confident. Today's additions often soften that look with more glass and openness, symbolizing accessibility and growth. Bridge Street introduced a lifestyle center model, walkable retail with residential living spaces layered within. And more recently, Mid-City and the Orion Amphitheater have embrace contemporary design principles, open-air concepts, gathering spaces, flexible-use venues. If you hadn't been to that area, you ought to go. These aren't just buildings. They're lifestyle experiences, and they are designed for community interaction. Even our corporate architecture here in town tells a story. Research Park happens to be one of the largest research parks in the country, and it leans heavily on clean-lined office campuses, reflective glass, and landscaped integration. It's not just flashy, it's efficient, much like the engineers who occupy those offices, which I did at one time in my life. And yet, for all the steel and glass and rockets and modern stuff, Huntsville has not abandoned its past. Strict historic preservation guidelines protect districts like Twickenham and Old Town. New construction in those areas must respect scale and character. If you really want to understand a city, don't just read its census data, look at its buildings. In Huntsville, you see a former frontier town aspiring to classical ideas. Architecture is a frozen philosophy. Its values are made visible. And here in Huntsville, the values are clear. And for a rocket city, that's a pretty foundation. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by a friend of mine who has been in architecture, who owns his firm, owns his own firm here in town for the past 38 years. So that's my tirade about architecture. I think it's interesting, and it's going to be really interesting to hear my friend Bill Boehm.
Well said, Bill. Well said.
What, my friend? Or
Your soliloquy.
Oh, well, thank you.
Your opening monologue. Very well said.
Hey, how about that, folks? I get an A-plus from my producer today on my monologue. That's a good thing, and that's a good way to take us to break, and we'll be back in a minute. We'll be joined by architect Bill Boehm.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information. information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Eagle Masonry and Insulation. It's right there in the name. Eagle is your one-stop shop for block, stone, or brickwork, monument signs, and outdoor kitchens and fireplaces. Eagle also offers the finest craftsmanship and insulation, including fiberglass or spray foam insulation, and of course, insulation removal. Philip Love and his team have years of experience bringing the region the best in masonry and insulation services. For more information and a quote, visit insulatewitheagle.com or call 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
Since 1983, Berkshire Hathaway Rise Real Estate's Ann Adams has been your local go-to real estate expert in the area. As a buyer, you can trust Ann's in-depth knowledge of the local housing market to narrow available properties down to those you'll be interested in, saving you time when shopping for a new home. When you're ready to sell, Ann's expert negotiation skills will ensure you get a fair price and hassle-free experience. Call Ann Adams today at 256-337-2625 or email annadamsrise@gmail.com.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
Four-time Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live March 19th at the BBC Mark C. Smith Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Every show is a new experience.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. Thank you for joining us on Talk Radio WZZN. If you want to give us a call after our interview, please feel free to do so at 256-382-0724. We're glad you're here with us today. We hope you are going to enjoy our next little discussion. And what we're talking about today is, as you may recall, on many shows, we have talked about people from the home building industry, from the real estate industry, from all industries that are responsible for growth. But one aspect of growth that we've never really discussed is the architecture around here in this town, which is very varied. And before I introduce him, I just want to make sure you got your ears on. Bill Baim, are you there?
I'm here. Good to see you, Bill.
Well, it's maybe good for you to see me, but I can't see you, but I can hear you.
So, there you go.
Well, let me introduce Bill. Bill was he's a native Huntsvillian. He was born and raised here, graduated from Johnson High School in 1976, the exact same year I went to high school and graduated. He later got a degree from architecture at Auburn University, but I do have to mention, Bill, sorry about that, but after a stop at the United States Naval Academy, where he played basketball for a year, and Bill has worked in architectural firms in Huntsville for many, many years, and he started his own practice in 1988 and has been practicing ever since. Bill's also a good, solid citizen here in Huntsville. He's been married for 47 years and raised four children who are successfully graduated from college, and they are now pursuing their own careers. So, Bill, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you for that introduction. That's great. I appreciate it.
Well, hey, it's a well-deserved introduction. And what we want to talk to you about today is just a little bit about architecture. And we're going to let our listeners know, first of all, you know, how you went from the basketball court to the drawing board.
I had to get something to give me some sort of income, you know, some sort of work. You know,
that's a nice thing.
Yeah, it was great playing and all that stuff, but you know, you get older, you gotta find a career path. And I've always wanted to be an architect. That you know, a lot of people say that, but I actually did say that as a kid, and I actually pursued it, and I'm glad I did. It's been a great career.
Well, now, when you started in architecture, I would dare say that you started in the days of the sharpened pencil, the T square, and the drawing board. Is that correct?
That is correct. As a matter of fact, graduated, we were still doing it on, you know, hand drafting everything, and computers hadn't really taken off at the time. This was before pagers and stuff. I remember when the first fax machine came out. That was back in the 80s and so forth. You know, we started using those, and that was okay. Kind of neat. And before cell phones, and as technology got, you know, more involved and so forth, then we started transitioning from drafting on drafting boards with pencils and paper and using computer-aided design. The thing is that people tend to think that, okay, it's really the computer's more just like a pencil. It's just a different medium. So.
Well, I can tell you this, that never was a skill set that I possessed. In fact, I'm sure you at Annapolis or somewhere had to do this. I had to take one mechanical drawing class at West Point, and I'll never forget, because I still have nightmares about the fact that I couldn't do that. I can draw cartoons all day long, but not straight lines. And we had to draw what was called the holder push dog for our final exam, and I damn near flunked it. So you get out of Auburn. I never could draw the old holder push dog. So you leave Auburn and you come back to Huntsville, and tell me how you started in architecture. What kind of stuff did you do when you originally got here?
Well, I actually co-opted at Auburn because that helped me. I needed the money, and so I would co-op. In that, at the time, Auburn was on the quarter semesters, and so I would co-op every other semester and go to school the subsequent semester, so quarters, that is. And when I graduated, I had about a year and a half worth of experience, and I was able to get a pretty good job at the time working for a firm here. And you know, the pay wasn't great, but it was as good as you're going to get at that time. And so I was pretty pleased with it. Worked for several years for a couple of firms here. That's where I learned how to use the computer, and because things were starting to change in that direction. So you had to, get up to speed, so to speak. So learned it and gotten proficient with it over the years. And it's actually helped. I worked for them for a couple of firms here. I don't want to mention anybody's name because I want to get them in trouble for letting me go. And so started back in 1988, and I left that firm and went out and said, I can do this. I think I'm going to try it. And all I had was my last paycheck. And so that was kind of a frightening thing. I left on a Friday. On a Monday, I was hitting it hard, you know, just banging on doors trying to get somebody to hire me. And so it tended to work out. I ran scared. I actually even asked my former employer if they had a callback policy if things didn't work out. So there you go.
Well, tell us a little bit about what Huntsville was like in 1988. Now, in 1988,
oh, wow.
I was here, by the way, in 1988. I had just been reassigned here from the Federal Republic of Germany, but although our paths never crossed, but tell
That's
me
right.
your impression of what Huntsville was like architecturally in not the Dark Ages, but a pretty good while ago.
Well, back 40-some years ago, back in the 80s, people remember the economy was going pretty well, especially here in Huntsville in the mid-80s and so forth. And it wasn't until later on when the crash hit, about the time I decided to go out on my own, that it hit. But before then, there was a real boom going on. You know, the space shuttles were going up, all that kind of stuff. Things were really happening here in Huntsville. Back in the 70s, things kind of, when I was here early as a kid, things kind of slowed down after the Apollo program. And there was a rift here where a lot of reduction in force, a lot of people lost their jobs. But it started building back up. And we've had some ups and downs. But Huntsville, since then, has been on a really upswing in terms of growth. And the government here, the local government, has done, I think, a pretty good job. You know, at the time, it was Hettinger when I started going in my own. That's when I got my first job with some of the city projects and did a fire station and did some other things here for the city of Huntsville. And then went into Loretta Spencer's administration and now it's in Tommy Battle. And I think Tommy's done a fabulous job in terms of growing in the areas where I think the public is going to be happy, in parks and recreation and things of this nature. And he's also put some facilities in for the police and fire, which is really good for the community as well. So I think the city's really on a good foundation at this point.
Well, architecturally, I know when you drive from south to north and east to west in Huntsville, Alabama, it's almost to a degree like you're going to different cities. What is that a correct
right.
perception I have, or is that just something?
I think you're right, because, you know, you get downtown, and that's the old section. Huntsville, when my parents moved here back in, I think, 54, it was before I was born, there was only like 12,000 people in this area. It was just a small cotton town. And the reason why they came down is my dad got a job with the at that time, before NASA was even formed, with the space program. And it was very small. And so as the city started growing, it grew from the center out. And you know, there was a lot of land, and all the cotton fields were taken up by development. And you're right. It's even now, we're getting a lot of growth in Huntsville. And you can see that Huntsville's even expanded out towards 65, out towards Athens, going out towards Scottsboro or Gurley, that area. And what you've seen is these apartment complexes building up, and they're all over. They're all in the outskirts, even going out towards Madison. It's this newer construction and newer style versus the old, what Huntsville had at the initial time. They had a lot of, you know, federal style, Greek revival, maybe some Victorian type structures downtown, and all that kind of stuff. And people just cropping up all these structures that are where land is available, basically.
Well, now, if somebody who's listening has no idea what really exists to see from that kind of a perspective in Huntsville, I would tend to think that one of the places they might want to visit is the Twickenham District, which, you know, I think there's just those houses there are antebellum homes. There's all kinds of classic looking homes. How does Huntsville preserve something like that as well as they have?
Well, they created the historic district, and in order to live down there, you've got to abide by certain rules and restrictions and ordinances, and it's very restrictive. You can't do certain things on the outside without getting approval through the historical board. So here again, that's how they preserve it. Now, people that move in there understand that, and what that does, that maintains the property values. The property values are quite high down there because of that, because they're maintaining that historic look, and it's kind of nice to see, and it's nice to see preservation, because there's some really neat structures down there. You can go down there and see some very old structures, and it's like I said, it's in the middle of town, and it's kind of nice. Now, the other thing, too, is what Huntsville has done, if you look downtown, there's been a tremendous amount of growth downtown as well. And that's also helped because, you know, back in the 70s and so forth, it's like the place was abandoned in the afternoon after everybody went away because there was nothing downtown. Well, the city has done a great job about moving in residential condos and apartments, and that's actually helped because you can have a restaurant downtown, but if you don't have people to support it, it's not going to last very long. So now that they've got a lot of people living down there, more people moving down there, the numbers are up, and it's a numbers game, and so these establishments are able to stay and thrive downtown, and other people are coming in also with parking and everything else.
Well, let me ask you this. From your architectural perspective and your career of many, many years, did you do more residential, commercial, or what kind of buildings did you design here in Huntsville?
I did very, very little residential. I've done a couple. I did some for some people back in the day, so to speak, but it's mainly commercial work. I've done a lot of industrial. I've done a lot of religious structures. I've done city government work. I've done a lot of projects for the city of Huntsville. Of a fair amount, it's been an eclectic group, and everybody asked, what do I specialize in? I specialize in what comes through the door. So there you go.
Well, if you could, like you mentioned, religious structures and city structures, can you name off the top of your head a few of those that people might be familiar with?
I designed the Adoration Chapel for Holy Spirit right on Airport Road. I'm very proud of that project. I did St. Joseph Catholic Church. I've done several churches, but different denominations. Over the years, I've done four rec centers for the city of Huntsville. Two of them are under, one's just completed construction. The other one will be completing here in a couple of months, and it's got the pickleball pavilion for 25 new pickleball courts. I know those people are going to be real excited about it. And the rec center itself is going to be for league play and tournaments. And it's got four basketball courts, eight volleyball courts, and this stuff. And these are some of the things that the city is doing, I think, is really enhancing the quality of life here in this community. And I've done several industrial projects out in Decatur and all over and so forth. So it's just been a real mixed bag of projects.
Well, let me ask you this, Bill, especially from a rec center perspective. How does that process work? Like if somebody just says, I would imagine a city councilman or somebody might want to do something in their district, and they say, hey, I want to do a rec center. How does that process work through the getting bids on it and then get engaged to design the thing?
That's really a neat process. It's typically somebody has a need. Like we put one out on Martin Road, Zert Road, out in that area, and there was a need. And the council member was pushing it. And then, so what they do, they go through Parks and Recreation. And the director of Parks and Recreation, I've worked with him great. He's a great guy. And they come to the city. There's a projects office that handles all the construction projects for the city of Huntsville under the Department of General Services. And what happens is I got a call and said, listen, Bill, would you like to work on these projects? I said, sure, of course I would. I've done a couple of them before. And they do that. They spread the work around. I don't get all the work, but they spread it around. And we'll get a meeting together. We'll sit down with the Parks and Recreation and whoever's wanting the project. We'll go through a program, get what's required, and then design it, put it out for bid. And the contractor bids on it, the low bidder gets the work, and then we start construction from there. So that's the process. It's and the city does a very good job. Under Hettinger, they were the ones that put in the projects office, which I think is really streamlined, because before then, each department would run their own construction project, and they didn't really understand the process, and it was kind of cumbersome. But now that they've got a group that actually runs all the projects, it's streamlined, it's very efficient, and I think they do a fabulous job.
Bill, this is Brian Temple. You kind of answered one of my questions, is because there seems to be like a recurring theme with a lot of the city and county buildings. We drive right by the big new county Madison County I forget what the name of it is, but it's like, you know what the license is, license office,
probate. The service center.
Yeah. And it seems to have that, and the new fire stations and everything seems to have, follow like an updated classic style.
There is some of that. The rec centers aren't in that style. They're more, I'm not going to say utilitarian. The form follows the function. And so, you know, you got to have a big gymnasium, and so you got to deal with that. And then we have the rec center part. The one that's really big right now that I'm trying to complete is over there by in John Hunt Park, right by the old Joe Dane Stadium, right there at the north end of the property.
Okay.
And the rec center itself is 64,000 square feet. And then the pavilion for the pickleball is like around 74,000 square feet. So it's a pretty large project, the parking and all that other stuff. And so it's a little different look. You're right. I did the police precinct on the north end of town,
right
out there by the A&M's football field.
Yeah, the one combined with the fire station there.
Well, it was going to be, but it got mixed, and so the fire department decided not to do anything, and for good reasons, because as we're building the overpasses down the parkway, it would lengthen the time that would take to get to a fire. So there's a minimum amount of time that they have to meet, go from the fire station to an event.
And as someone who lives in the neighborhood, I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. So that's it. But the precinct. Yeah, I did that several years ago, and that has more of a traditional style, if you want to say.
I was on staff at First Baptist Church on Governor's Drive for about 5 years, and during that time, we went through a couple of renovations, and we were, off the top of my head, I'm not sure. I don't know that you were the architect for that, but my main question was, is there was a lot of work that went into when they built out the new administration suite and did renovations on the new music suite and repurposed some of that. And now they're going through and they're renovating the inside of the sanctuary, the main sanctuary.
Yeah.
When you go and look at something like that and someone wants you to come in and do it, what are some of the things you look at, especially with a building like First Baptist with, you know, it's got the Cosmic Christ mosaic and it's got a lot of, the arch roof and all. Yeah. It's got a certain aesthetic, especially with, the rocket-shaped bell tower that you got to plan for. What's something you look at, or what's where are some things, some touch points that you look at when you walk in and start looking at something like that?
Well, you know, it's a great question. I'm doing that right now with a couple of other churches. We're doing some renovation work and so forth. The first thing you do, first I ask the question, what are you trying to do? What are your goals? Sometimes it'd be just easier doing paint, but some want to go in there and actually do something different and change it. I was not involved with the First Baptist project. I worked with a company at the time that helped with the bell tower. That was back in the 80s,
right?
And so forth. And I've done, I've done a lot of Baptist churches also. I've worked on several, But to answer your question, it's really finding out what the program is. What are you wanting to do, and then taking a look at the existing structure and seeing what you can do or what's able to be done. And sometimes the structure itself is going to be very limiting. I'm looking at another church that's got the same thing, and they've got a mid-century modern and with laminated arches and this kind of stuff, and they want to do something a little bit different. Well, that's a challenge.
Right.
Because how do you get the mid-century modern look out without destroying the building, so to speak? So it's a challenge. You have to look at it and find out what's going to work, and also the budget. People come in and say, "Well, we got this many dollars to spend," and that really dictates what we can and can't do at that point. So,
one of the things that we went through when we were doing a remodeling is we have a chapel space, and the acoustics are phenomenal in that chapel. I appreciate, because we actually had studies come in to people, because if we were going to remodel that space, you wanted it to sound. And we actually had an architect and another group that was doing the acoustics that actually says, we don't want to touch it. You need to leave it exactly like it is. And, I was appreciating the fact that they were willing to walk away from it. Just to not wreck something, because, we would never be happy with it.
That's correct. I mean, that's one of the challenges, especially in churches, because you've got, first of all, you either got music and speaking, and they kind of they contradict each other, because you don't want a reverb on the speaking, but you get that nice resonant sound for the music or the singing. And so, you know, you got to try to balance that. And otherwise, you get a lot of reverb on the speaking, and you can't understand the speaker, or you get not enough resonance in the sound. So there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, I mean, it even came down to the fact that we didn't even want to rehab the organ in there just because it would change the acoustics.
That happens, you know. And so you have to look at it and see what are you trying to accomplish, and then see if that's even possible. And sometimes, like you said, it's best to walk away from it if you really can't get what you're after. And you don't want to destroy the space either. I get that. So,
well, if you want a very vocal group of people to say that you messed up, then mess up something like that.
Oh, yeah, you can get people mad at you. You got to be careful. So, you know, and that's one of the things I want to touch on, too, is, you know, of all the things that I'm happiest about with this career, it's all the friends and acquaintances I've met over the years. And long after the money's gone, I think I've made friends. And that's been more important to me than anything. And I've really enjoyed the career. It's been great. Like I said, it's with all the people that I've met, and it's just been a good group, whether it's the owner or the contractor, subcontractor, supplier, whatever is out there in the field. I've made a lot of friends, and that's been a real benefit.
Well, and I think that's a very good thing to end this on, and I will. But I do have to say this. I really do appreciate a person with ties to the United States Naval Academy coming on and talking to one who is so entrenched. I can't go down that way. Well, you know, my dad did go to Annapolis. I think I told you that. But I really appreciate you coming on. You have made architecture a fascinating topic today. And it ties well into the growth theme of the city we have been talking about. And I look forward to talking to you very soon.
Thank you, Bill. You have a great evening. Thank you for inviting me. Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay. And Brian, that was architecture Bill Boehm. By the way, he's not easy to miss. He's about 6'10". So
what some people call a tall drink of water.
A tall drink of water. Played basketball at the Naval Academy.
Well, yeah, it's what you want then, someone who's over 6'10".
There you go. So, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to come back and cover a little bit of news. This is The Point with Bill Crawford.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000. $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
You guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com, or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 70s. We could get a passing shower. Most of us are going to stay dry. We only drop into the mid and upper 50s as we head into the overnight. A mostly cloudy sky for your Wednesday. Once again, a passing shower. Most of us are going to be dry. And temperatures again climbing into the mid and upper 70s. We'll continue this as we head into your Thursday.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. Give us a call if you want to, 256-382-0724. We just had one of my friends on who's been an architect here for years and years, and I thought that was interesting to hear his perspective on literally how he shaped and helped shape a good part of the city. But one thing I want to go into just for a bit, you know, we focus on this show more on stuff that's happening in Alabama than happening in the U.S. and the rest of the world. But we cannot ignore the fact that we are at war right now, and we have people who are traveling into harm's way. So here's kind of an update, on, as far as I know, on what's happening with the war. Israel is continuing to launch many, many strikes on Tehran and Beirut, targeting the Iranian military sites and Navy, and essentially just trying to wipe their armed force and their leadership structure off the face of the earth. I didn't know this till today, but the U.S. has closed two embassies. They closed the embassy in Riyadh when it was hit by some Iranian drones, and also the embassy in Kuwait was closed just until further notice. It was not attacked, but they just decided to close that down. And the U.S. government has asked all U.S. government personnel to leave Jordan, Bahrain, Iraq, Qatar, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates. And Iran is still fighting back. They're still firing missiles and drones, it seems almost indiscriminately, at targets. And what I wonder is this, you know, at one time recently, Israel was at a war with Iran, and Iran depleted a lot of their supplies and a lot of their missiles. And I just wonder how much they have left, because I don't think that they're going to be able to get people in to resupply them anytime soon. And already more than 700 people have been killed in Iran, and we've had, I think, 6 deaths of United States service members. I did note the other day that I thought this was unusual that we had 3 of our fighter jets were shot down by Kuwaiti forces, which are our friends, and I don't know how that happened. I know at one time in my life I was what was known as the G3 Air for the 3rd Infantry Division, where I was the one who coordinated the airspace command and control, and somebody made a mistake on that one, who I do not know. The other thing I think is interesting is we keep hearing from our leadership that the big wave of the attack has not even happened yet. And I just wonder what that might be. But that's supposed to be coming in the next 24 hours. So it will be interesting to see what happens overnight in this conflict. And we did, however, get confirmation that an Iranian nuclear facility has been damaged, and that was confirmed by the UN nuclear watchdog. So this is going to continue. Their Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has died. He was killed in the attacks, and right now Iran has been led by a 3-person leadership council, and it's not sure when they're going to name their new supreme leader. They have an 88-person body of clerics who has that job to do, and oil prices are probably going to go up. The Straits of Hormuz is going to get worse and worse, which is where everything goes through for our guests. So that's the update on the war. We'll go ahead and take a break, and we'll get out of here and come right back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. 2 locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our 2 offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
want the right specialist for your recovery. At SportsMed Orthopedic Surgery and Spine Center, we understand every body is different. Your muscles and bones are unique, as is your body. Our SportsMed specialists offer innovative treatments and minimally invasive procedures, allowing you to quickly return to the life you love. Locations in Huntsville, Madison, Athens, and Decatur, and on the web at SportsMedAlabama.com. Improving performance, improving lives.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinion?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN, along with producer Brian Temple. Brian, I think that was an interesting little interview we held earlier about the architecture.
That was very enlightening to see. And it's definitely easy to see that Bill loves what he does.
Oh, yeah.
And has a passion for it. He must, because, I mean, he's doing it for so long. But I like his approach to it. I like his idea of going into it and to just be mindful of the area around it and make sure it's going to fit, but also have the functionality that the client wants.
Well, you know, the one thing he did mention about the various rec centers they're doing, we have some of the best ones in any city that I have ever lived in.
Oh, no doubt.
And that's just something you can't put a price on that.
Right.
One thing we didn't get into is he had an issue with one of his rec centers where one of the contractors messed up the basketball court. And they had to rip it apart. He said you could put a basketball down on one end and it would roll all the way to the other.
See, that's never good.
No, that's not good
at all.
That's
bad for basketball. It's okay for roller skating, but bad for basketball.
Bad for basketball. But, you know, it wasn't his fault, and they had to pay to correct that mistake. And
Level ain't level.
Level ain't level unless it's level.
That's right.
All right, folks, we'll be back in a few minutes for our second half of the show. And we're going to have...
Speaking of schools, we've got Casey Wierenski coming up to talk about some of the state of Huntsville City schools. He's coming up in our next hour.
Looking forward to it. We'll be back in a bit, folks.
Got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
Where's the best place for sports? What about the best place for wings? If you answer Jefferson's for both, you're right. Jefferson's is also a great place for value. Every Monday, kids eat free with the purchase of an adult meal, and teachers, bring your teacher ID, and you eat free every first Tuesday of the month up to $15 at participating locations. Jefferson's, best place for sports, best place for wings, in Newmarket and Hampton Cove, and our new location, now open in Hartsel at 200 Main Street West, downtown. HD 97.7.2 WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are off session lows, but still remain in the red as the conflict in the Middle East widens and as oil prices continue to push higher. Brent crude, the global oil benchmark, briefly topped $85 a barrel for the first time since mid-2024. European stocks finished sharply lower as the intensifying conflict in the Middle East continues to weigh on global investor sentiment. Shares of Best Buy, though, are jumping over 5%, one of the best performers in the S&P 500. The electronics retailer posted mixed quarterly results and provided weak yearly guidance. However, the company is showing progress in improving its profitability during its fiscal year. And shares of MongoDB are plunging 21% after the document database company issued disappointing guidance, which overshadowed better than expected earnings and revenue for the fourth quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Varsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
The University of South Alabama is denying that there is a queer animals lab going on at their campus. The school has made a statement regarding a report on the Comparative Cognition and Communications Lab, or C3PO lab, that is part of the USA Department of Psychology. The school says that the social media posts that are being made by the lead researcher, Dr. Heidi Lin, are part of her personal observations and commentary on her personal social media accounts and not officially part of this lab. The USAID administrators say that Dr. Lin was using terms like queer animals in order to capture the attention of her viewers and that the research into queer animal behavior has not been funded in any way with state or federal funds. The CP3O Instagram page has recently had several pages taken down that did have the lab's official logo watermark and was describing deep sea squids that engage in sexual behavior with either male or female other squids. A lot of the social media posts have now been removed or deleted, and USA says that Dr. Lin must now rework her personal social media and its connections to the university. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
A murder-suicide occurred at the Baptist Health Brookwood Hospital in Birmingham on Sunday night. 19-year-old Kenneth Terry Jr. has been identified as the gunman. The victim is a woman who was admitted to the Women's Medical Center, 24-year-old Janae Johnson. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
I'm Attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people.
I'm Attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm Attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Four-time Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live March 19th at the BBC Mark C. Smith Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Every show is a new experience.
Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. We stay warm as we head into the overnight. Temperatures only dropping into the mid and upper 50s. A partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky for your Wednesday. Wednesday is going to look almost identical to Tuesday. We might get a passing shower. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 70s. Same thing for your Thursday. Mostly cloudy sky, passing shower. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 70s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Bill Crawford, and this is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. And what I like to do during this segment of the show is just cover some of the stuff that has caught my eye in the state of Alabama. And I'll start with this. 1980. Brian, what were you doing in 1981?
1981, I was 11 years old.
In 1981, Brian was 11 years old. I was a second lieutenant in the United States Army going through flight school at Fort Rucker. Coach Paul Bear Bryant was still the coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And something else happened that year that has never happened since. And that was the year that the Public Service Commission held a hearing on power rates in the state of Alabama, which is something that they're supposed to regulate and something that they're supposed to do. And there has not been a hearing to discuss the rates that we pay for power in Alabama since 1981.
Since 1981, you said?
1981, not 2021, 1981. And it seems like maybe we're a little bit overdue for a discussion on that. There's been a lot of stuff going on in the legislature this year. They wanted to get the public service commissioners are normally are popularly elected, but they wanted to put a bill through there that said they would be appointed. That bill did not pass. Tommy Tuberville said he wants to create a Secretary of Energy to help regulate the Public Service Commission. And right now, we in Alabama pay the highest power rates in the Southeast. Now, I tend to think that Huntsville Utilities, we've had CEO Wes Kelly on, and I think he does a superb job providing power to the city of Huntsville. But the city of Huntsville is not the whole state. And
It all depends on whether you get your power from Tennessee Valley Authority or if you get them from Southern Company, Alabama Power, Georgia Power, Gulf Power.
And you know, one thing that's interesting is my daughter lived in Houston for a year. And when she first moved down there, I went down there with her. And one of the things she had to do was pick from about six sources that would provide her power.
Really?
Absolutely. I've never seen anything like that before.
That's wild.
Well, what happened is when they opened that up to competition, guess what? That's what made me think of that was what you just said. Is when it was opened up to competition, they had to get customers. And the way they got customers was what they had to do. They changed the rates to make them more competitive. So
subscribe to your power bill.
So I don't know what's going to happen with that, but that is something that is definitely being looked at in Montgomery. Another thing that caught my eye, it's a kind of a national issue, but it does bleed over into the state of Alabama, is the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, said that they are going to remove military ties with a bunch of private universities because he was not satisfied with the graduate level programs that these schools were producing. And these were schools such as Harvard, Princeton, Columbia, MIT, Brown, and Yale. And Hegseth quote was, "These were factories of anti-American resentment and military disdain." So,
and he wants to keep that relationship with Auburn University.
That's exactly right. He says Auburn University does not have that problem, and they want to.
Well, Auburn went through a couple of years ago when the first wave of DEI, and maybe Bill sees me doing the air quotes.
Yeah.
DEI, they cut through a lot of things. And I actually did an interview with someone who was an engineering instructor who lives here in Huntsville, but teaches remotely and teaches online classes. And she walked away from that job just because she disagreed with Auburn's new diversity, ethics, inclusion policy.
Well, whatever the case may be, and I wasn't tracking that, but I just wanted to make known the fact that Auburn is still in good graces with the Department of Defense. And speaking of the Department of Defense, one thing, we had Kenesha Dees on yesterday, and she talked a little bit about the tighter security in the bases in Alabama. And that is exactly what has happened. They have eliminated the Trusted Travelers program. And what that program was here on Redstone Arsenal, if I wanted to take you on the Arsenal, you know, you don't have the military IDs and this
and
that.
Yeah, I was just thinking, when I invite myself to go play golf with you, I would have to check in just like anybody else. You wouldn't be able to just say,
no,
he's with me.
No, the way that works now is if you're in my car with me, you can travel in with me, but you have to have an ID. A valid current ID. The Trusted Rider Program, as they call it here at Redstone Arsenal, meant that they trusted the person who was bringing you on to base to bring somebody who had a real business to be on base.
And there's obviously a lot of you guys out there listening that have dealt with this and have been living this life all this week so far, just with the increased security in place and security protocol. Hi, yes, I talk for a living. Security protocols in place, and reminiscent of earlier conflicts we had of being able to get into and onto off of the base.
Absolutely. And what is going to happen, folks, is as you go through the gates in the morning, it's going to take a little more time. So just beware of that.
Were they talking about, and this is one thing maybe we need to reach out to them, were they talking about opening more gates to help with the traffic, or are they still going through the number of gates they have now?
No, they are not going to open any more gates. That's a budget issue. And
I guess if you can't staff them, you can't open them.
No, you can't staff them. You can't open them. You know, it's interesting. When I was in the Army here in the late 80s, early 90s,
right,
the way you got into the gate was you had a little sticker on your car. You had a blue sticker if you were an officer. You had a red sticker if you're an enlisted man. And you had a black sticker if you were a government employee.
Yeah, I forget. I think we had yellow stickers for the news cars.
Yeah.
When we had to go work out there back in, you know, when dinosaurs roamed the newsroom when I worked in television. We had to get permission, special parking passes from the city, and special passes to get on the base.
Well, the bottom line was you just drove through. The guards
right.
just looked at you. They saw your sticker.
Well, for the most time, they saw the big TV station sign on the side of the car and just waved us in. But then during the previous conflicts, we had to, you know, as you can imagine, it was a big holdup to pull us out, like the big news vans and everything. It would take them the better part of an hour to go through that vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
And behind the equipment racks and everything, and just to be secure.
Well, and they had to do that, and they're tightening it up right now. It may get tighter as time goes by, but the days of the blue, yellow, black, and red stickers are long gone. And speaking of long gone, I'm about to be long gone for a few minutes on a break. And this is Bill Crawford. We'll be back with former Huntsville City School Superintendent Casey Wardemski.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, let you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
Welcome to Kern Electrical, where teamwork powers every project. Our champion sales team takes time to understand your needs, tailoring the perfect Generac generator for your home or business. Our project managers handle all coordination, ensuring a tackle-free installation. Our certified installation crews ensure peace of mind, even in the darkest moments. With our service and maintenance lineups, you can be assured we're with you every step of the way. Experience the home team advantage of Kern Electrical, your Generac superstore.
The most current way to keep your power on, Generac Superstore.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. And that's me, Bill Crawford, alongside producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. We are on Talk Radio WZZN, and you can reach us by downloading the app. Listen to us there. Go to the App Store and download Talk Radio WZZN, or go to our website, talkradiowzzn.com. Click Listen Live, and lo and behold, there we will be. Or if you're in your high-speed vehicle with an HD radio, just go to your HD radio, and you can listen to us there. And if you happen to be listening right now, we're going to have a guest we have had on before, and that is a friend of mine, Dr. Casey Wardinsky. Casey, are you there?
I'm here, Bill. How you doing today?
Man, I couldn't be better. I'm loving this weather as it creeps up towards 80 degrees. It makes me want to take my new Regenesis knee out to the golf course, which I will be doing soon. Well, Casey, let me introduce you a bit to the crowd. I somehow couldn't find the bio you sent me at one time, so I will go from memory. Casey, by the way, is a classmate of mine from West Point, graduated in 1980, did many good things in the U.S. Army and left the Army as a colonel. One of the things I think, Casey, that was your legacy was the development of the America's Army recruitment game that has really been wildly successful for the whole time that it's been out there. And I think it's still out there, if I'm correct. And once Casey left, Casey retired as a full bird colonel, 06. And Casey then, after doing many, many things, came to Huntsville City Schools, where he served a good bit of time as the Huntsville City School Superintendent, left that after many, many successful items, which we will talk about later on, and then served on the staff of President Trump during his first administration. Now, tell us, what did you do for President Trump? I didn't remember that.
I was Assistant Secretary of the Army for Manpower and Reserve Affairs. So Secretary commands the Army, and he has five assistants. And they each have a piece of the Army, like installations or weapon systems or people. Well, I had the people part.
Well, the people part, in my humble opinion, that is the most important part. And is there anything I left out in your intro that you would like to add?
After graduating West Point, my first assignment was Huntsville. That's kind of how I ended up in Huntsville later on. Well, I really liked it when I was down here going to the basic course. And this was the nuclear weapons school was here, and I was a nuclear weapons guy. And so when retirement came, going back to Huntsville was one of my goals.
Well, and we are certainly glad you achieved that goal. One thing I did not mention, and I beg your pardon for that, but Casey is also the president of Regenesis Stem Cell Center. Tell us a little bit about that before we get into the school system stuff.
It's amazing. Part of medicine. It's called orthobiologics, and it uses biologic tissues from your own body to typically in the business of healing joints, therefore the ortho part. And the old days, it was a choice between maybe some lubricants they could put in your knee or something like that, hyaluronic acid, maybe steroid shots, physical therapy. And if that didn't work, the next step was going to be a total knee replacement. And in modern times, maybe since 2000, orthobiologics have taken a bigger and bigger role. And a return to work is like a day or two after a procedure. Success rates are 85-90%. Pain reduction typically from 8 out of 10 down to 1 or 0. No cutting, no general anesthesia. So very nice alternative. Some people may still need surgery and all that, but just like people get stents and, balloons and so forth for heart problems nowadays and don't do open heart, stem cell therapy is there to let you avoid surgery and all the complications that go with that.
Well, I'm going to have to correct you on something. You said return to work is a day or two. When I had my procedure, return to work was leave the office and go back to work.
So, you're a tough guy.
Yeah, I'm a tough. No. It was no pain whatsoever. So the last time you and I spoke, we were talking about some of the desegregation cases that still haunt Alabama, I guess, for lack of a better term. And for those who may not have heard, can you give us a little thumbnail sketch of what has happened and what is going to happen with that?
Sure. When I retired, I was recruited into educational leadership, and I spent my first year in Aurora, Colorado, 36,000 kids, and the Huntsville system came open and competed for that and was selected. So I came here in 2011. And the notion of a desegregation order never came up when I was being interviewed. And then after I was superintendent, shortly thereafter, the board said, hey, we'd like to attain unitary status. And I said, great, what's that? And I said, well, we're still under a federal desegregation order, which was just stunning to me. It hadn't come up. And here's Huntsville, a high-tech, modern place. It's probably the highest-tech, large installation in the Army. NASA and all that, and they got this artifact left from 1963 time frame that for some reason or other is it's now 2011 and it's still there. And I can remember that stuff from when I was a little bitty kid. We had black and white TV in those days, no color TV, and pieces of that would be in the news, and I'm like, I just assumed that all ended about the time color TV came online and America got more modern. But I was way wrong. And it turned out not only was Huntsville under a federal desegregation order, but almost any time anything came up in that genre, it was coming to Huntsville because Huntsville's under the Northern District of Alabama for the federal court system. And apparently that's the place to go sue if you want to sue, a school in this state, because it's the more liberal of the school, it was anyway, the court districts in the state. And it was going to get news because it's a big place and, lots of people and high tech. And so just amazing to me that that existed. So I started doing my homework. And it involved, we finally ended up in court to try and get what's called a consent decree in the summer of 2013. So 2011 to 2012, 2012 to 2013, we got ready for that. And that included building 11 new schools, getting rid of a whole bunch of schools that were just sitting around, rezoning lots and lots of kids was part of the plan to fill up the schools because unbelievable number of schools were like half or more empty. Because to close a school meant you had to go to court, and nobody wanted to do that. And to change the zone line for students, for attendance, you had to go to court, and nobody wanted to do that. And so it'd been like 50, 60 years of avoiding real substantive action in the court. And most of the key actions revolved around Huntsville High School, Huntsville Middle School, Blossomwood Elementary, and schools very close to that and maybe a little bit north of that, so Lee High School and so forth. And the goal of the court was, frankly, faces. And they wanted to see more mix of faces in the schools. Complexion was, it boiled down to that. It wasn't about Hispanic kids or Asian kids or anything else. It was white kids and black kids. white teachers, black teachers, white principals, black principals, and so forth. And it was very much the framework from 1963. They were looking for specific percentages. And to attain that, they were fighting against the flow of demographics. They were fighting against the flow of the city itself that had doubled in size from the time this desegregation business began to the time I became superintendent. And the technology, when desegregation began, they weren't looking at SAT and ACT scores. They weren't looking at much of anything other than faces. And, of course, by 2011, here's the Obama Department of Justice, and they're very interested in, you know, discipline rates. They're very interested in who has access to what technology. They're very interested into no child left behind and, you know, differences in groups in terms of achievement and so forth. So very, very tough problem by 2011 to address things in a framework that existed in 1963. It was a real challenge. And then we spent, I think the year we went to court, I think we spent probably $6 million on legal fees. I mean, it was an outrageous amount of money dedicated to this issue.
Well, let me ask you this. So where does it stand now? I mean, well, let me digress for just one second. You know, I try to keep on top of things as much as I possibly can. This is an election year. I've interviewed many, many candidates and also many incumbents, and nobody whispers a word about this at all. So where does it stand, and what's the solution? That's a loaded question, huh?
yeah. Let me grab a quick drink here. I'm fighting a cold. All right. Sorry about that.
That's okay. As long as that wasn't a.
That's all right. Bill and I have been fighting that for a couple of weeks ourselves.
Yeah. As long as that drink was water, that's okay.
It should have been something stronger, but water. So. It's in federal court. Judge Heikkilä, who is the only Democrat left on the court, has these cases. And they have many things left to do. I think they've resolved, excuse me, busing, and that's it. So faculty, student assignment, student achievement, discipline and facilities, I think, remain.
Well, now let me ask you this. Well, go ahead and take a breather for a second and take another swig, because when I look at the Huntsville City Schools, and you know your kids and my kids both went through them and ended up successfully in some of the military academies, but you just don't notice anything to the naked eye or to the layman that would say, wow, you know, we've really got a problem in Huntsville City Schools. And I know after your tenure as superintendent, the Huntsville City Schools, they look like little universities. They look like some of the finest schools you have ever seen. So other than having litigation that's controlling this, what is visible to the naked eye that says this is a problem?
Just their website. And you have to go hunting. There's a thing called the Desegregation Advisory Committee and several other items involving desegregation on the website. Other than that, you won't find any evidence. So, well, it's a weird situation.
Well, let me ask you this, you know, I'll try to say this as correctly as possible and help you out a little bit with me doing some of the talking. You know, oftentimes it seems like when there are issues like that are racially charged issues, that some of the groups who are affected, some of the minorities, are very vocal about this. Never hear a word. Why is that? Is that because it's just a manufactured problem that's not real, or is discussion about this going on and I'm just not tracking it?
A little both, I think. So certain fractions, you know, it was a real thing to them because they could invoke the federal government to come to Huntsville and try and weigh in on local matters. Many of those folks are gone. In terms of facilities and programs and actual impact on kids, you know, a lot of that's been addressed. The school system was the first large all-digital school system in America with the goal of making sure everybody had the same curriculum and that the curriculum met their needs. Before that, it was, you know, textbooks, which in some schools were totally destroyed and others, you know, were kind of outdated. Now they can keep curriculum up to speed and make sure it's, you know, state-of-the-art. That's been there since 2012. Facilities are wonderful. If you look around the schools in the system, they're amazing. There's more tornado shelters per capita than anywhere in America. The programming is unbelievable, from international baccalaureate to AP to cyber education to advanced manufacturing. That was all part of it. The teachers, by and large, that was a big effort to move folks across town to teach, because Huntsville is kind of a funny place, a little bit north-south. So South Huntsville is more white than north. North is more black than white. And people tend to want to go to teach where they're close to home, you know, and be home when their kids get home. So African-American folks had to be moved south to teach. Caucasians had to be moved north to teach. And, you know, so we had to spend a fair amount of money to do that and incentivize all that. We didn't want to force people to do it, so we built incentives around doing it. Maintaining that, of course, is expensive because people still want to work close to where they live and not have to have a commute, particularly now as the traffic has really picked up since 2011. discipline is an ongoing problem. It's somewhat better, but, you know, part of that begins at home, and if there's discipline issues at home, they're going to come to school. And when we got going with that, that wasn't even an issue in desegregation cases until the Obama years. And the U.S. attorneys came to town, three of them. That was the first thing they cared about. They call it the school-to-jail pipeline. So a lot goes on behind the scenes, but, you know, there's no overriding interest in this issue in the public square.
Well, now,
which is interesting.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, it's interesting. You know, I think Huntsville has been number one or two place to live in the U.S., and that never came up, which is kind of surprising.
Well, let me
think that would be on the list of things that would get you to the top of the list.
No, you wouldn't think that would be on the list at all. But one thing I wonder is, you know, here in the state of Alabama, and I guess this is not just a Huntsville issue, though that's what we're discussing. You know, you've got the governor, you've got the state board of education, you've got local superintendents, local boards of education, local mayors, local county commissions. And as the citizens of this city who would like to point their finger at somebody and say, I want this fixed, which one do you point at? Do you point at all of them, or do you have to go? Who would you recommend people go to and knock on their door and talk to them to get this resolved?
Well, this came out of a state law. So segregation was a state passed by the legislature and signed up by the governor at that time, Wallace. And, in fact, Huntsville was the first town in Alabama to begin desegregating. And Wallace ordered the schools here closed to prevent that. And the federal government got involved, and ultimately a black child was able to go to a school that was majority white or all white. Wallace backed off a little bit. And then the town fathers here, I think, you know, they knew this was a loser. I mean, this is a terrible issue, a terrible way to approach children. And they did work hard to open up the school system. Obviously, the federal insulation next door is pretty important to them. And the federal government had been desegregated for many, many, many years. And so economically, it was a terrible issue. But once they kind of handled that, that was it. And then there was no actual political action. There was no formal expenditure of funds to bring about what's called unitary status. So right now, Huntsville is seen by the federal courts as a dual school system, one school system for white kids, one for black. They want to be unitary. That was the goal. When I went to court in 2013, to my view, what we began in 2013 easily could have been wrapped up by 2018. Now, the judge is a tough bird. She kept Gardendale from leaving Jefferson County because of a desegregation order in Jefferson County. But Huntsville's probably where she's been the toughest. And her version of tough, to my book, is this thing goes on in perpetuity, apparently. So the Supreme Court, when they began this desegregation work back in the 60s and 70s, said, hey, our job is to bring around desegregation and get out. Our job is not to run school systems. Now, apparently, you know, Heigl may not feel that way because she's been with the school system now since 2013, 13 years. God knows how many million dollars, how many disrupted school years, how many delays in making decisions. She's had on her desk, I think, a petition from the school system to end supervision of, I think, facilities, I think the teachers and principals, and maybe curriculum since last summer. I mean, what more do they need to learn to make a decision on something like that? And the school system had a petition for relief under discipline. I don't think they've done it for student assignment and student achievement. So that leaves three big areas yet to be done, even if she agrees in some coming day, you know, to give unitary status under these other factors. There's a total of seven.
Wow.
So I think only one's been granted so far. So it's like ridiculous. Now, of course, you know, Space Command's coming, right? Those kids are coming from Colorado Springs. There's no desegregation orders anywhere in Colorado. There are none in the military. And it was funny when we got going with that order, the DOJ lawyers were really fixated on Huntsville High School and Grissom and so forth. And we had to fight. I think we fought for 2 weeks just to get some relief so kids who lived on the Arsenal could pick any school they wanted. Because they come from places where they're trying to, you know, sophomore year they move, junior year they move, and they got to complete a four-year cycle to get ready for college and sports and so forth. And I might mean, hey, I want to go to the International Baccalaureate Program at Columbia, or I want to go and do cyber at Grissom, or whatever. And DOJ was really against that. I think we got six seats total at Grissom and Huntsville and a few other schools. This Space Command is a larger outfit. It will have many, many folks living in the Arsenal. And those folks are going to want their kids to go where they can get the education that fits with their life plan, not Judge Heike's plan. And that's going to come to be a problem. And so I pointed that out to state officials and local officials. And as you said, you know, it's kind of a hard problem to even know exists. So unless they're working secretly behind closed doors, you know, it's probably going to be a problem when the kids finally show up and parents are unhappy.
Well, Casey, frankly, you're the only person I've ever known who knows anything about this, or at least is willing to speak publicly about it. But what I'm going to do right now, given what's going on in your chest and your throat, is I'm going to release you from the obligation to speak any more about this on the radio, but reserve the right to call you back maybe as we get closer to election years, because education is a very important thing, and it always has been, it always will be. So you get well, okay, and tell Dr. Lee I said hi, and I'll be in touch.
Hey, Bill, thanks. And I would close by just saying there is a candidate running, Jay Mitchell, for state's attorney, and he's taken this on. He said it's a state law, and the state needs to take this on and get this thing wrapped up. So he would be the one guy I can name. But we'll talk later, I guess.
Well, that just caused me to think about something because the guest on my show on the 10th at 2:15 is Jay Mitchell. So
there you go.
I may want to talk to you before I interview him, get some food.
All right.
We'll let you go, Casey. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
And we'll take a break and we'll be back shortly.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
The company is Eagle Masonry and Insulation, but did you know they're also Eagle Landscaping and Dirtwork? Eagle can take care of all your landscaping needs, including irrigation, sod work, and planting, both plants and trees. On the dirtwork side, Eagle can grade and build your pads, haul dirt in or out, and even do erosion control. Philip Love and his team can do it all for you. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
Where's the best place for sports? What about the best place for wings? If you answer Jefferson's for both, you're right. Jefferson's is also a great place for value. Every Monday, kids eat free with the purchase of an adult meal, and teachers, bring your teacher ID, and you eat free every first Tuesday of the month up to $15 at participating locations. Jefferson's, best place for sports, best place for wings, in Newmarket and Hampton Cove, and our new location, now open in Hartselle at 200 Main Street West, downtown.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford. Right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
It's an amazing time in our industry. Things are changing so rapidly. With digital signatures and workflow software, we help our customers work from anywhere. This helps you save time and money and upgrade your technology. Like I said, it's an amazing time to watch our customers grow and succeed.
Just ask anyone.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA Softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
The company is Eagle Masonry and Insulation, but did you know they're also Eagle Landscaping and Dirtwork? Eagle can take care of all your landscaping needs, including irrigation, sod work, and planting, both plants and trees. On the dirtwork side, Eagle can grade and build your pads, haul dirt in or out, and even do erosion control. Philip Love and his team can do it all for you. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. We stay warm as we head into the overnight. Temperatures only dropping into the mid and upper 50s. A partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky for your Wednesday. Wednesday is going to look almost identical to Tuesday. We might get a passing shower. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 70s. Same thing for your Thursday. Mostly cloudy sky, passing shower. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 70s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford and Brian Temple. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. Just a few more interesting stories that I found in the news that just kind of caught my eye. One is this. I'll lead this off by saying that when I used to fly helicopters for a living, one time I was stationed out in California, and I was flying on the actual edge of the Pacific Coast over Highway one that runs up and down the coastline, and I was returning to the base going over a mountain range and got caught in a downdraft. And what happened, I was by myself, single pilot, and I pulled in all the power that that little helicopter had, and I was going down at a rate of 1,000 feet per minute. There was nothing I could do to stop it. And what happened was the downdraft ended about 200 feet above the ground. I was able to fly out of it, but that always led me to believe that I never wanted to fly anything that did not have power, because the wind can be very damaging. And there was a story in East Texas where two people were flying around in a hot air balloon that struck a cell phone tower 900 feet high. A hot air balloon certainly has no power. It has no control over how fast it goes up or down. And when I saw that, I said, well, I bet those people will never fly in a non-powered aircraft again. Another story I saw that I thought was kind of funny. Imagine you are in Orange County, California at Pearl's Chinese Restaurant, and a gentleman comes in carrying a shovel. That would be the first thing that something is wrong. And he starts swinging the shovel, banging around, tearing stuff up. And he is screaming that he had to destroy that restaurant because in his deranged mind, he said that all Chinese restaurants are going to release a new strain of COVID on July 6th.
That's Waffle House behavior. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Waffle House, 2 o'clock in the morning. I can see that, but he said he was a prophet and he knew what was going on. So, I don't think I would want to go eat in that restaurant. And, can you just imagine if you were in there and that happened? Well, folks, that's kind of all I have from the world of our strange and bizarre news today, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. We had former Superintendent Casey Wardinsky on and architect Bill Bain, one talking about the good stuff that has happened in Huntsville, Alabama, and the other talking about a problem that is rarely talked about with our school system, because on the surface, the school system looks really good, but there's obviously something that needs to be done and needs to be fixed, and we will see if it does happen to get fixed. Casey said Attorney General candidate Jay Mitchell is going to address that. He's on the show on March 10th at 2:15, so good time to tune us in and listen to that show.
And you've got plenty of time to tell all your friends that we're going to have that interview.
Yeah, tell all your friends. Sing it from the rooftops. Let them know that we've got Attorney General candidate Jay Mitchell on March 10th coming on. And we really look forward to that tomorrow.
And Bill, I'm a prophet. I can tell you what's going to happen. We're going to do a commercial break and be right back.
Yeah, and we won't prevent COVID. So we'll be back in a minute. Thanks.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
Hello, listeners. I want to tell you a little bit about Minuteman Press and what we have to offer our community. We specialize in paper printing and can help from designing your piece to the finished product. We print media guides for many of the athletic departments at high schools and universities around the area. We typically purchase sponsorships from these schools as well to try and help them with their fundraising. Once we have reached our new normal, we also print all types of marketing materials free to hand out either in person, via mail, or at various trade shows and events. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying, I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. We hope you enjoyed our show today. I'll give you a little preview of what's coming up tomorrow. On 2:15, as we always do on Wednesday, we're going to have Skip Vaughn, who is the editor of the Redstone Rocket. There is a lot happening on the Arsenal right now, and I'm sure Skip can provide us some more insight on the enhanced security that's going on at the base right now with the elimination, at least for 30 days, of the Trusted Rider program. And another one I'm really looking forward to, and this is going to happen at 3:15, as you heard us talk to Casey Wardinski, former Huntsville City Schools superintendent, about some of the issues that our school system is facing. Tomorrow, we have Emily Jones, who is a candidate for the State Board of Education. I really want to see what she has to say because, frankly, I'm not quite certain exactly how the state board functions and what they do. But that'll be tomorrow, and we'd love to have you come back and join us. Keep keep a thought in your heart for the soldiers in our country, sailors, airmen, Marine, and all of those folks who are in harm's way right now and are going to be there for a while, it does appear. So, as I always say, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, there's a soldier, sailor, airman, Marine, Coast Guard member, merchant marine man, or even a government employee doing something good so that you can enjoy the life that you have in this country today. And Brian, I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow, and we'll go ahead and get out of here if that's okay.
That sounds great to me. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
That I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no